Let me introduce John Alexander, who has brought two extraordinary things that he's going to talk to us about. John has been involved in cryptology since the beginning of time, I think, and he is a great expert. He is one of the great hunters. We all look for unusual pieces of apparatus. It's one of the enjoyable things about this hobby, and John has turned up more than his share of extraordinary items. John, may I turn it over to you? You want a portable mic, or do you want to stand up here?
Thank you. I have just learned that I was born the year after Tom got licensed. I feel a little bit better now. Okay. I actually feel like Methuselah, ever older. So my task today is to do the impossible. I am a filler in the plaster filling the crack. We have the sad experience of missing Paul and Mark, who I feel are the true experts, and I'm just amazing, a crazy mad collector. I do it for the fun, I learn a little bit, I find a story, and then I go looking for a cipher machine to fit the story, or I find a cipher machine and sometimes 10, sometimes 12 years later I actually find out what it's called and a little bit of its history. So, my background is nothing interesting at all. I was many years ago a police officer. That has no standing with anything. It's very much like being a street cleaner. I was then wondering what on earth to do, and I decided to go into teaching, and then decided I ought to get out of that very quickly. So I have become a professional bum. Once I was in possession of my good pension, I was able to really just wander around the world pretty much as I want to, as much as my wife will let me. And I go looking for nice things, but whatever I cannot work and I cannot proceed without the help of others who are the real experts. And my favorite emails begin, "Hi John, would you be interested in?" And that's got my attention. The occasional phone call, especially when my wife is not there, because as soon as somebody starts talking big money for buying an Enigma or something like that, my wife pretends to faint and goes for a lie down on the couch. Okay, so I have no prepared presentation because I wasn't expecting to do one. At these times, I'm very often to be found in the bar, cooling down with a good Weissbier. But I do my best to fill in. So this is really a show and tell. Okay. I was looking for a house in Spain. England, as you may know, can be quite cold. It seems to be particularly cold at the moment. I am not a happy Brexiter. That is my political statement for the day, and I need a house that is within the EU mainland. It must be unbedingst. Yeah, unbedingst. So I am, of course, working at the wishes of my wife, and normally in the morning she's considering a villa in Spain. By tea time it's a Longyear in Manche, and I fully expect that we'll be looking in Belarus before the year is out. So, okay, so phone calls and emails. I'm generally well known out there, and it helps. Always, always, always look after your friends. Always be pleasant, and even if you're not interested sometimes in what people are offering you, still try to buy it, or still try to find another friend who is looking for that item. Always warm the way. Always keep people willing to help you. We use the term back scratching. I scratch your back and you scratch my back. Does that work here? Good. Is that good? Duck. So, okay. So I made a new contact. Never before spoken. Excuse me. And the question is, hello, John. My name is Jose. And have you seen this device, which is on a Spanish site, somewhat like eBay? Oh, the short answer is no, I don't check Spanish sites, but, well, in comes a Spanish device, and I had it then for 2 years. It was on show in North Carolina. It has been shown around the UK. I copy it to the historian at GCHQ, who is tremendously helpful, as much as he is permitted to do so. And nobody knew what it was. But then another Spanish contact comes forward. I know this thing. It is a Wheatstone type device. The wheels are permanently locked together. There was, in the Spanish Civil War, a cardboard version of this device. At the end of this, please do come and have a play. I have no slides prepared, so please do come and have a look and a play. Will you turn me off with a hammer or something suitable at the right time? Thank you. Okay. Now, the Spanish Civil War, it was a cardboard device, clearly not intended to last very well. And it was called the North Star, Key North Star. By 1939-1940, it has become this much more solid device. If you ran out of bullets and wanted to throw this, it would hurt. It's a solid lump of metal with some brass work on it, quite hefty for a small device. This is now called the San Carlos key, and in Spanish, a code or a cipher is generally referred to as a key. Okay, San Carlos key, 1939-1940. And in use by the Spanish Air Force. Now, it's possible that it had some further use than that, but that is what I know at this moment in time. I copied the information to the historian at GCHQ, and this is one of my favourite moments, and his reply was kind of, I want one. So, very ordinary amateur collector, but if you go looking and you make friends, keep looking, you can get things that your government doesn't have, but they want. Okay? So please do come and have a look at this, and it will become much clearer when you have it in your hand and you spin the wheels and you see what it can do. Its full functionality, I do not know. But I have a plan to go and visit a guy in Mallorca. It's a terrible place to go, but somebody's got to go there. And maybe over a week or so of talking nicely to him with several beers and some pizza and paella. Maybe I can get a little bit more information. All information is shared with other collectors. There is a wonderful Yahoo group, Crypto Collectors Group, and this is where we get to hear Bert in Canada has a battered old Enigma he wants to get rid of, if anybody's interested. Somebody else has a Swiss NEMA machine they don't need anymore. They've upgraded it or whatever. It's a good place to pick up other nice items. Okay. As a result of one of those messages via the Crypto Collectors group, there was a mention of this book. I held one of these in a crypto and communications museum in Denmark. And the guy came out lugging a big heavy book and dropped it into my hands. Have you ever seen one of those before? And the answer is no. Okay, he's very official. Oh, thank you. He is very official and he knows his stuff. I asked him, where did you find this? And I have covered up a little symbol here, which I thought was for nicety, but he found it in a cupboard in a dock room office. This must have been some time ago. And it is the Signalbuch der Kriegsmarine, approximately 6 kilograms. It is designed to, yes, it is designed to be thrown overboard and sink. However, it is well known and documented that all submarines, boats, even aircraft, if they were in shallow enough water, Navy divers would go down and try to recover any equipment. Sometimes these books completely disintegrate, which is what they should do, but not always. And sometimes parts survive. And one of the unknown ladies of Bletchley Park, her job was to stay up to date with changes in the German code book. So I don't know who this lady is. Maybe she is still alive. Maybe at one of the Bletchley Park reunions we can get her in touch with another German code book. Okay, now you cannot survive in this without people who know more than you and know different things to you. So I stand at the table this morning and a couple of guys come along and they're telling me things about the code book. I just had no idea. No idea. I am not a German reader. I do upset a lot of people by attempting to speak German. And most recently, I reduced some French people to tears of laughter because they suddenly realized that I was actually trying to speak French. And they thought that was very amusing. I was trying. So, this book is issued in 1940, issued from Berlin. Peter tells me that it's quite clear from the script in the book and the stamps that it was never intended to be issued to a boat, ship, or shore station. This book has been set aside for possibly, a little bit of contention here, but possibly to be a master book to check other code books against. All code books out in use, North Sea, coastal waters, Atlantic, anywhere, their contents should match this book. So, 1940, the last date that I have found in the book is April 1940. 45. Now, Peter, in reading through, he's much more used to German language and German script, old, beautiful handwritten handwriting. He was telling me that, well, yes, it appears to have been taken out of that secret store, Schiffgrier, year old, Mercury, and has been pressed into use. Well, this is probably because towards the end it was very difficult, resources were very short, hard to find. This is quite a bit of work here in this book. So this has been issued at some time to a vessel, a German surface vessel called Rugard, R-U-G-A-R-D. Now, wonders of having tablets and Googling. The other guy with Peter was telling me that, oh yeah, here it is, Rugard was an auxiliary vessel and was, for some reason, in breach of the agreement for surrender in 1945, and so it was attacked. According to the Google information, there were 1,100 German troops on the ship. And for me, it's just such a sadness that so close to the end, when it should all have been stopping, still terrible things were happening. So, as I leave here, I will go and find more information regarding that vessel, the incident. I'm aware of other incidents. There were times when submarines might be ordered to surrender in Oslo Harbour, and they were perhaps slow in doing that, or were not following a course which would take them directly to Oslo Harbour. And if they did not correct that, they would be attacked. Okay? Serious times. But this did also bring out one Enigma Rota, didn't it? One Enigma Rota came to me, which was labelled as from a vessel called Griller, which is often regarded or referred to as a certain Herr Hitler's yacht. But in actual fact, it was a mine sweeper, mine layer. So I dare say that vessel was checked, searched, and some items were taken off it. Sometimes it is frustrating. You can ask a question and you would think there is no possible reason why you would not get an answer. But even now there are incidents from that period, up to 1945, when we can get no comment. No comment. And other times, even the historian at GCHQ will say, ask me any question up to the last day of World War II, and I will try to answer. But he can't guarantee that he will. Yeah? But generally speaking, super, super helpful. What to do with this book now? Tremendously interesting. There is a lot of information which can be taken out of this book. And every single one of these books will be unique, because a different person will have been compiling, updating, making changes, signing, putting dates in, making comments. And somebody would have received a message and quite possibly have done this submerged in their submarine. I'm not set up to look after important documents. My wife does not see the interest. My wife is not interested in these things. I'm a radio amateur, and I describe my wife as radio hostile. I feel like a cavalry officer wandering onto the reservation, and occasionally she attacks me. Please do ask questions as you wish. I'll try to answer them, and please come and have a look. You do not need gloves to handle this book. I asked, I checked, and I was told clean, dry hands all the way. Okay? So if you can show me your clean, dry hands, please come and have a look. Yes, Richie.
Do you have plans to scan the book professionally?
I did, and I had a guy volunteer to do it, but he wanted a minimum of 2 months to do it. I just didn't fancy it. I would sooner pay a professional to do it and give it me back in 2, 3, 4 days. But to put it into the hands of even a willing and clever, able amateur, it just didn't work for me. So, yes, it needs scanning. There are more books of this type. There are museums to the U-boats and surface vessels, Unterseeboot, and quite a few of these books did survive, but they're locked away, they're in museums, they're not generally available.
Thank you, John, very much.